Morning. So the focus of our All Saints service is the same as it was last year and always will be, probably. It's remembering our loved ones who have passed into the realm of heaven. In the past years, we have chosen the musical setting of a requiem to formally acknowledge this time. And today, we will do two parts of the Requiem Mass by Luigi Cherubini, the Introit and Kyrie, and the Pia Jesu, performed in the original Latin with a translation that is in your insert, so you'll know what we're talking about. We also include music of other composers that falls in the same vein of remembrance. These pieces are introspective as well as looking forward into the future. The emphasis is placed on the deceased who are now entrusted to God's love through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God is guaranteed peace and unfathomable joy to all who depart this life. Music is the mystical medium that transcends words. Take this time for blessed introspection of the life experience, which includes the final transition.
Good morning. A reading from Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. May God bless this reading to our hearing and understanding. Thanks be to God.
This morning we begin our November sermon series, Enough, Living with Joy and Simplicity and Generosity. It's based upon Adam Hamilton's book of the same name. Adam Hamilton is the pastor of the largest United Methodist congregation in the United States, based in Kansas City. And he wrote this book some years ago, challenging our fears about where we find our greatest investments. And he challenges us to consider, when it comes to money, just how much is enough. Now, over the past month, we've seen the stock market take a tumble or several, wiping out any gains it had made during the calendar year, which in turn affects 401ks and it affects investments. I serve on our district board of trustees, and our financial advisor came to our meeting last Monday night to allay our fears that the funds that we have invested, with which we do ministry, are secure. But even when the economy is doing well, do we not live in fear that the stock market might tumble again? We forget that economic cycles, even wide swinging ones, are always cyclical. But not only do we forget about how the economy ebbs and flows, especially when it's not doing well, we forget that as people of faith, we are not called to place our trust in financial institutions or anything that we can possess, but rather we are to trust in God and God alone. Amen? But privately, don't we wonder in secret, what if trusting in God just isn't enough? So this morning we're beginning a journey to discover how to deepen our faith so that we can be certain that God is enough in our lives. How we can truly discover joy not in our possessions but through simplicity of lifestyle and generosity. And how to live out the words of Jesus. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. My heart was filled last Wednesday night when a stream of trick-or-treaters came to my home. Some years I've had three or four. I had about 40 this year, and it was fun. But the most interesting group was about five older elementary kids with very simply made costumes that they had clearly done themselves. And they waited till all five were gathered on the porch before they asked for their candy. And I got a, ooh, good candy, so I knew I did well. One young man presented himself with 90s clothing and aviator glasses and simply said, Nirvana. I looked at him, and I sniffed a little bit, said, it smells like Teen Spirit. He looked shocked that this old lady would know exactly who Kurt Cobain is. And then he approached me in a stage whisper, and he said, my mom is dressed as Courtney Love, but don't tell anyone. But then the last young man in this group, after receiving his candy, raised his hand, and he said with all sincerity, 1,000 blessings upon your home. And I thanked him, and I just thought, wow. On a night that is focused on death and horror and candy, here's a child that in some measure is saying enough to it all. And in a week of memorials that were caused by hate, that I hope completely surpass his comprehension, he offered to me, and I'm guessing to every house he went to, a word of hope and a word of blessing. That's a word that I personally will be carrying for some time to come. Today's scripture from the letter to the Hebrews offers a word of hope and blessing from the great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone on to glory, whom we remember this All Saints Day. In today's passage, the author of Hebrews visions the close of a race. As runners enter that home stretch, they're surrounded by the crowd all around them. The cloud of witnesses both proclaims the story of their own faith and expectantly waits for those running to endure in theirs. The author says, get rid of anything that might trip you up. With the cloud around you, keep your eyes before you on the ultimate runner, the one who created the race of faith, and the only one who has reached its perfect end, Jesus, our Christ, who is also cheering us on our path of faith. In my From the Pastor email this week, I wrote of my sermon prep that I came across a homily from 2013 from who is now the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, the Right Reverend Michael Curry. In it, he reminds us that Paul Tillich, the great 20th century theologian, in his book, The Courage to Be, taught us that faith is a daring act of courage. Faith is a daring act of courage. It's the courage to affirm being in spite of the threat of non-being, the courage to affirm life instead of death, the courage to affirm hope in spite of despair, the courage to stand up and speak up when everyone else just shuts up. And as we have watched our nation this week lay to rest 13 of our brothers and sisters, all victims of violent hate crimes in Pittsburgh and Louisville, it's clear that we need, as people of faith, to exercise our own faith in new ways. We need to stand up and speak out for the love and grace and peace that comes from God alone. We need to love one another in demonstrable ways, be it donating clothes to our homeless ministry or telling our elected officials, YIMBY, yes, in my backyard, when they want to build a new shelter in our neighborhood. Faith indeed is a daring act of courage. But we don't practice our faith in isolation. Faith is most effectively deepened when we gather with others in community to share our lives, our struggles, as well as our joys. But on All Saints, particularly, we remember that we have two communities, the one that is gathered here in this place and the one that constantly surrounds us, the communion of the saints who have gone before us. We are comforted by their memories that we carry with us. We have been changed by their lives, by the ways in which they imprinted themselves upon our lives. And we're encouraged knowing that they live on constantly in the presence of God's own self. And it is the promise of Jesus, our Christ, that we will see them again one day. I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, you might be also, says Jesus. But for now, we live in this world, in this community, surrounded by the saints who are cheering us on in our life of faith. In his book, Hamilton suggests we offer a centering prayer of some sort every morning. And his suggestion is simply this: Lord, help me to be the person you want me to be today. Take away the desires that shouldn't be there. Help me be single-minded in following you. That simple sentence prayer will help us when in our own lives we seem to falter in any number of ways, from work to relationships to faith itself. Because when life gets tough, when it gets difficult, or it appears that the things that Jesus asks of us as people of faith seem unwieldy, our first inclination is to do what? To retreat, to run and hide. But if, brothers and sisters, we have faith, if we have real and lasting and powerful faith, faith that says God is enough, then that sentence prayer, even the first line, Lord, help me to be the person you want me to be today, that will get us through. And then, if we have faith that God is enough for us and that no amount of material possessions will ever make us happy, then our task becomes a matter of figuring out how we can live in this world and not become beholden to what the world thinks is most important. How we can open our hearts and our minds to allow God's Spirit to work through us so that we can clearly see and hear God's calling to simplicity in our lives and faithfulness and generosity. We can begin to look at ways we can make a difference in this world by using our time and our talents and our resources, and that's what we'll be looking at in the coming weeks. But for today, We remember that it was the communion of saints present on earth and their generosity of time and talent and resources that blesses us with this magnificent sanctuary that generations to come will love and appreciate. Brothers and sisters, how will we, the community of saints on earth, how will we give 1,000 blessings to this home of faith to share with the little ones who we recognize and that have been born this year? We are intentional today in remembering not just the saints that have gone before us, but the new saints in our midst, because our children will need a cloud of witnesses to surround them with love, a community of saints to model their own faith journeys after. That's what our youth are doing in the kitchen today. But most of all, our children need us to be witnesses to the power of love that can overcome the evil and the hate that is all too present today. They need us to model that great love of God and Jesus Christ that can move mountains and that can change lives and find God's presence in joy and in silence, in one another always in this life and the life to come, because faith is a daring act of courage. Let us now go forth and remember the saints and give thanks to God for being enough. Amen.
Non esistono più con te.